You are listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast with host Sean Castrina.
I'm excited about today's podcast. We have an author. We have a co-founder of a company. He's co-founder of Praxi. He's the author of Experiential Intelligence. I have Soren Kaplan with me here today. Soren, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Great to be here, Sean.
Good. Those introductions, sometimes I feel like I'm doing a tongue twister. I'm like, how can I mess this thing up? So, you're a co-founder of a company, which is great, great software company. And so I'm going to ask you the one opening question I ask nearly every guest is, are you an entrepreneur? And yours, I'm actually going to frame it differently. Do you view yourself as an employee type of guy, an entrepreneur type of guy? And when did you make the kind of the switch? Because, you know, you have a PhD, so it probably didn't start like right away.
Yeah, I did get a PhD in organizational psychology, but then I ran the strategy group at Hewlett-Packard in HP in Silicon Valley. And I kind of got the, you know, corporate experience there. And then I decided I needed to go off on my own. So I've done a couple startups. My latest is Praxi.com. And, really what my view is I was a corporate guy, realized that that wasn't for me, and then broke off on my own. And I had a consulting business for many years, and now I've got the software company.
So the entrepreneur thing kicked in fairly early on.
It did. I was in Silicon Valley during the dot-com boom and bust. So I experienced the bust, had a failed startup, then did a bunch of consulting, had a pretty successful consulting career working with lots of Fortune 500 companies, and then went back into the software because I noticed that, and it's tied to my latest book, a lot of people reinvent the wheel every time they want to create a business plan or a business strategy or define a product, and creating best practice business processes and templates and tools that anyone can leverage and scale really quickly was a real need out there. So that's why I created Praxi.
All right. Well, so we got you as a co-founder of Praxi. Let's talk about your book, Experiential Intelligence. Why did you write it? What's some of our big takeaways from my entrepreneurial audience that we can talk about?
Yeah. So when you think about how we typically, you know, look at ourselves and our teams in terms of what leads to success, oftentimes you think about how smart are we are we, our intellectual smarts. Well, a few years ago, we learned about emotional intelligence, getting in touch with our own emotions, as well as, you know, our others, our customers, our teams. Well, in the last 10, 15 years, we've seen technology disruption. We've seen things moving faster than ever before. We now have artificial intelligence. So the question is, like, what really leads to success? And what I've seen is that it's experiences. It's the experiences we have in life, as well as business, and then also with our teams and organizations, the experiences we create and give to, you know, those we're working with, shape culture. And so experiential intelligence is how we look at our experiences that give us real smarts, like street smarts or the 10,000 hour rule. We've had informal ways to talk about them. Now with experiential intelligence, it's kind of a more of a formal structure to think about what have we got, you know, what have we gained from those experiences that we can leverage for our success.
Yeah, I interviewed a few weeks ago, New York Times bestselling author, Stephen Kotler, and we were talking about aging, and we really spent a good deal of time on the subject. And he was talking about, like, you know, CEOs are in their stride at 60. Like, he goes, because the experience, like, seen it, done it, nothing shocks me.
And we don't have a way to describe experience other than these informal terms like street smarts, or like Malcolm Gladwell popularized the 10,000 hour rule. Well, experience really gives us assets. And so the question is, how do we understand those for ourselves? And it's really, you know, when you think about experiential intelligence, it's your mindsets, how do you think, as well as your abilities. What do you know how to do really well? And those can be really tactical abilities like skills, but they can also be higher order things like living with uncertainty, you know, working with limited data, things like that. So, you know, if you really understand the experiences that you've had in life that really shaped you, you can look into them and see what they gave you as strengths. And the real value as an entrepreneur is also to build a team around you where you're leveraging people's strengths that maybe aren't on their resumes, so that you can kind of decipher what the core strengths of your team are that can allow you to, you know, sell better, to scale your products and services better, that kind of thing. So that's really, there's a real opportunity in looking at experience to grow your business.
No, I can see that, because you know, if you put people on your team that have experienced something completely different than you, well, guess what? You have their experience. So you're, you know, this team, this, you know, the staff just is so much wider in experience and think, you know, because I've gone through things where somebody on my team would go, well, hey, we had a similar situation. We did A and B, you know, where I'd never had any idea about it, but they're like, no, we went through the exact same.
Let me give you an example. A young woman, her name's Ayal. Ayal came to me. She was 22 years old a couple of years ago. And she's like, hey, I'd love to get an internship. And I said, well, let me see your resume. And she hadn't graduated college, is age 22, and she didn't have any work experience. So I'm like, well, what have you done? And so what she said is that she moved from the U.S. In Berkeley. She grew up in Berkeley, but in middle school moved to Israel, had to adapt to another culture and learn the language. Then she went into the military. It's compulsory in Israel for a year. And then she elected to do a second year because she got an opportunity to lead a battalion there. And I said, well, how did you learn how to lead a battalion? She's like, I had to figure it out. And so then
you hired her right in your brain. You know, you hired her right after that.
Actually, there was one other element before.
I was hiring her right after that. You show me a woman who's running Israel running a battalion.
She's pretty solid. But anyway, like I also said, well, what have you just done? She said, I just got back from 6 months traveling in India alone. So I'm like, okay, you've done all this stuff. You're clearly adaptable. She's clearly understands different cultures. She knows how to lead and work with people, but she didn't have the formal resume experience. So I brought her on, and now she's full-time leading a team that's a global team doing product management, and she's a total all-star. But I had to decipher what those experiences were that gave her those skills so that then, you know, I could see the fit. And, you know, a lot of times we're not, you know, we don't take the time to do that, and we don't have the patience to do it. So that's really an opportunity for a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. I love the interviewing process, and all my partners would say that, because I'm always digging on something like that. I always feel like there's something. What am I not seeing that's obvious? You know, what is it? And I love people that have been in the military. I like people that have led anything. I don't care if it's a neighborhood watch program. Just tell me something that you have run from top to bottom that you're responsible for.
Yeah. And it's that leadership piece, but it's also just a contribution piece. So, you know, when I do a lot of strategy work and help organizations with their developing their business strategies, and then look at what are the capabilities of the team that can execute those. And oftentimes we enable it with software later down the line, but initially we're just coming together as a group. And so I did this one activity. It was a bigger Fortune 1000 company, brought the people in the room, and I just gave them a simple pre-work assignment. Come in with three examples of stories in your life, experiences you had that shaped you in some meaningful way, and the strengths they gave to you. And so everybody came together and we paired people up. They shared their stories, and it even got a little emotional. People were sharing things that really impacted them and talking about the strengths they're bringing to the party in the team. And a lot of those strengths weren't even related to business necessarily. So in a very short amount of time, a couple hours, you had everyone sharing, building rapport, connecting, being a little vulnerable, being open, and then inventorying the strengths that team had. And then once they had that list of competencies, capabilities, they said, how do we execute our strategy using these? How do we innovate new products and service using these? So it made visible this kind of invisible assets that the team had as well.
Okay, we're talking to young entrepreneurs here, startups, you know, less than 50 employees. Let's try to pick a group here. How could they utilize what you talk about regarding experiential intelligence? I mean, in real live action, simple. I mean, I want it so that a 12-year-old can understand it. Like, give them, okay, you should try this, whether you're interviewing, ask this. You should be doing this. Give me some nuts and bolts stuff.
Well, let's just start with, you know, the interviewing. You mentioned it. When you talk to somebody, don't just look at what's on their resume. Ask them questions about, what have you done in life that you believe will allow you to succeed in this job? And get their stories, and then help decipher that into their abilities. So what have you done? What are the experiences you've had? What are the abilities that you think you're going to be able to bring to the party here? You can do that when you're hiring, and then you can still do that even when you've got a team. Let's bring the team together. Let's talk about the things we've done in life that relate to the customers that we're serving or the products that we're creating. What have we learned in sports, and not just doing sports, but organizing fundraisers or, you know, organizing team gatherings? Like, what can we draw out from unconventional experience? So you want to do that when you're hiring, you want to do that when you're building your team. And then the other thing around experiential intelligence is there's a lot of wealth of knowledge out there. There's TED Talks, there's SlideShare, there's a whole bunch of resources and tools. And you really want to make sure you're tapping into other people's experiences when you're creating your business plan, creating your marketing strategy, whatever you're trying to do. Leverage the best practice tools and templates that have been created by people with that experience. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Use a starting point. So there's a whole bunch of different kind of applications for this as well.
No, I like it. I just think I like to, you know, make things really, really simple. And what can I walk away doing? I'm into micro habits. You know, that's kind of my thing. But by putting that on the table, that everybody that you bring onto your team has experiences that can bring value to your team, if you can identify them, give them the opportunity to share them to where you know, where it's just it's a key component that most people overlook. It's a key asset that most people overlook.
It absolutely is. I look at it as kind of in the big picture, you know, of it all. IQ, intelligence, you know, intellect, emotional intelligence is important. We have to recognize experiences give us real intelligence, and there's ways to tap into it that has been flying under the radar for many years. And, you know, those experiences that we have are one thing. The experiences that we create for our teams is another. You know, you've got companies like Intuit, for example. They're a software company. They go out and they do what they call customer follow me homes. They observe customers in their own environment. So they give their employees opportunities to observe customer behavior. Those are experiences where you internalize customer needs so that you can innovate your products. You can't always just get that by reading a book or reading market research. So as entrepreneurs, we can create experiences for our team that gets us closer to the customer, and then has us, you know, even creating experiences by using competitive products or eating our own dog food and using our own products, so that we experience things and learn. You learn faster through experiential learning. And that's also what it's about.
I agree with that. I was telling one of my team members who screwed something up yesterday, I said, we never serve soup around here until we've tasted it ourselves. You know, it was something really little that was a total screw up. I'm like, did you try this? Did you make sure this worked from A to Z? No. Experience has always told me, having done this before, done startups, where something is supposed to work on day one. Well, nothing works on day one until you've practiced everything on day one. So you go through those different things. And it was a young person working for me. He's like, oh, I set it up. I said, no, that's not what I asked you. I said, did you try it from beginning to end? Yeah. And make sure there was nothing can fall through the cracks? No. I go, there you go. Experience. My experience tells me if you don't do in this in the future, don't ever serve anything that you haven't personally tasted yourself, basically top to bottom, you know, go through everything that can go wrong.
Well, you know, that's also the principle of lean startup. So, you know, you want to test your assumptions. So whether it's lean startup or discovery driven planning, there's various ways in which you can test out your idea rapidly. And you want to be able to do something with a real customer or yourself so that you can experience the solution and test your assumption. You're never going to test your assumption sitting at your desk. So, you know, you want to be able to be conscious of what you're trying to learn, do something through that experiment. It's also experiential learning as you're doing that experiment, and then learn from it and do it rapidly and fast. And the more you can do that, the closer you'll get to customers, the more alignment you'll have with your product and the market fit, and the more, you know, the faster you can get to scale. So, it, you know, it's really about looking at how to design experiences for your team that get you that fast learning and innovation.
All right. Since you have founded a bunch of companies, we're gonna dig and grab the one thing I like to grab from all my entrepreneurs at the end of every interview is what's the one piece of advice you would give an entrepreneur?
I think that the notion that we are all coming to the party with all of what we've experienced in life, the things that we experience give us strengths, but they can also hold us back. Meaning, if I have an experience that's a difficult one, I might internalize some self-limiting belief. Well, the opportunity is to look at your experiences, understand the things that have perhaps constrained you and the things that are empowering you to move forward. So look at your experiences, understand them in terms of how they impacted you, and then leverage them to your benefit.
All right. I have Soren Kaplan with me here today. He is the author of Experiential Intelligence and the co-founder of Praxy. I think I got that right this time. Soren, it's great to have you on the podcast. How can people connect with you, get your book and all the things that you have to offer?
You can go to praxy.com, praxie.com, and you can find a lot of the resources that I mentioned right there.
Okay. Well, we thank you, audience, for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by Gig Strategic. As I've constantly told you, it's the best digital marketing company for businesses under 500 employees. Incredible. Run by James Burton, worked with Fortune 100 companies, and he's just got it going on. So I encourage you to reach out if you need some help there. I want to thank you for listening. Tell others about it. Podcast continues to grow. I believe it was number 4 of all business podcasts this morning. And number 1 marketing podcast day after day after day after day. So thank you so much for listening.